When it's greet time, go give Lee a nice handshake. He's out there blowing on his hands to try to warm him up. So.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? I'm excited for today. I'm glad to see all y'all made it in here today. What a gorgeous day, huh? Beautiful sunny fall day. And I'm really excited to see what God wants to do in our midst and what he wants to stir in each one of our spirits. Amen? Let's just take a moment to pray, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. Lord, this is the only place on earth, the only time in my life that I get to come and gather together with the body of Christ. And Lord, I'm just excited to see what you're going to do in me and in those around me, what you're going to do according to the promise. Because Jesus, you said, where two or more are gathered, there you are in our midst. And there's way more than two people here today, so I'm expecting you to do something in our midst today. So have your way with us. We intentionally stir ourselves up. We're not going to watch TV today. We're not watching a video. We're not surfing on a tablet. Today, we're in the presence of the living God, and we're going to intentionally posture our hearts so that you can say something to each one of us. Lord, we praise you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we all pray and said, amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning again. If we want to try to find our seats. Good morning. Well, I have a couple of announcements. As you know, on Wednesdays, we've been meeting here at 6 o'clock. You can bring your own meal or choose not to eat. But we come at 6, and we have a time of fellowship. Then we get in the Word, and we go over some teaching. Lately, we've been highlighting on giftings. The giftings are straight out of Romans chapter 12. So we've been going through those and just identifying our own giftings and how to use those, how to pray those into our lives, what to expect, and how to be more fruitful for God in our everyday lives. So I just want to invite everybody. It's wide open to everybody. You can come in, and you can bring a friend if you want. Hey, there we go. Amen. Okay, so that's every Wednesday, 6 o'clock, and I guarantee you'll be encouraged when you leave. The last thing I want to talk about is our 24-hour prayer vigil. We're going to be having this the first weekend after the elections. We may not agree on everything about the elections, but I think we can agree that we're going to need prayer after the elections. And so I just given everybody the opportunity to fill out a time slot, and then whatever's left over, me and the other leaders here, we're going to fill the rest of that up. So this will be in the back right on the foyer table if you want to sign up for that. I think that's it. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. You know, as a church family, we're just so blessed. Oftentimes, I've heard lots of stories, especially in the last few months, how because there's so much fewer people at church, offerings are down and giving's down. And so there's a lot of churches that are really struggling financially right now. And I just want to say we're so blessed because God's given this church a spirit of giving. We give often and we give generously. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for being obedient to God. You guys are doing a great job continuing with tithes and offering and giving. And God continues to bless us and just keep us steamrolling through. So I just want to say thank you, God, for all that you've given us. Father, as we get ready now to give back to you, we just want to start out by saying thank you. Lord, thank you. We're all so blessed. I keep hearing of people getting new jobs, of getting better jobs, of getting amazing-sized raises. It's just amazing. In this economy, with all the other crazy stuff going on, I clearly see your fingerprints of mercy and grace as you continue to touch your people, regardless of what's going on around us. And so, Lord, today, we're choosing to give back to you. We don't have to. None of us got a bill in the mail saying we owe this much. Today, we choose to give back to you from what you've already given us. And we're asking for the same two things we always ask with these offerings, Lord. First off, would you glorify your name with what we give back to you? And Lord, would you change lives and bring people into your kingdom through what we give back to you today? We ask your blessing on these resources in Jesus' name. Amen. So worship team, as the baskets go past you, come on up.
Morning, family. Will you please stand?
Good morning, Lily.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It's a day to magnify and praise the Lord, isn't it? Amen. You ready, Denise?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, yep. Ma'am. Yep.
Both right. Denises are ready.
Both Denises.
I said yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Could not hold. I could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory. For you are a name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name, the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing can stand to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my name it is. Nothing can stand against the powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Powerful name it is. Name of Jesus. A powerful name it is. The name of
Father God, we love your presence. There's literally nothing else in our lives that compares to your presence. And Lord, I think most of us, if not all of us, praise you during the week, pray to you during the week, in your word during the week. But Lord, there's something special that happens when we gather together as the body of Christ and we celebrate the risen Savior. I can't do this by myself. I never can do this. I need my brothers and sisters so I can be the body of Christ as we worship the name above all names. Father, your word says that the name of your Son, the name of Jesus, is the only name in all of heaven and all of earth whereby a man must be saved. That's what your word tells us. So, Father, today, as we're singing about this powerful, wonderful, merciful name of Jesus Christ, it's not from the outside looking in. It's from the inside looking up at our Savior who saved us and gave us the high and holy calling of the church of Christ, the body of Christ, that you can express your will for this broken world through us. You handpicked us to share the good news with this world that's so dark and so broken and so full of pain now. Lord, thank you for choosing us, for filling us up, for giving us hope, for washing us from our sins, and giving us the powerful name of Jesus, that we can share your grace with those around us. Thank you, God. Today, Lord, as we get in your word and maybe fellowship afterwards, would you help us to sense your presence in a greater way? Would you help us to hear you speak to us spirit to spirit? And Lord, would you help us to do what James told us to do? James said, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. So Lord, would you help us? Well, we need your help. And it's a joy to say, we need your help. None of us think we got it all together, Lord. We know we need your help. We pray all these things. This simple old prayer, Lord, we pray it in the powerful, wonderful, merciful name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man, thank you. So all the kids are released along with the children's workers.